Bücher auf dem Hängen.
Kimlechi, Kimlechi, Venishala Lakoma Rishoino Mao. He made a kiyum, and then he made another kiyum, and he's Nishala Lakoma Rishoino. So the sofik of the Gemara is if the second Akoma is Chalona, the shaz that he made the first Akoma is no mocking for a second Akoma. Now the Chochom is Oikerid, when he makes a Shaila and the Akoma, the first Akoma goes off. So the shaila is if the second akoma is chal. Toshmado Amar Rav Nishal al Rishoino Shni Echol Olo. Ein Shvu Echol An Shvu. But if he makes a Shvu and then he makes another Shvu, and he's Nishal al Rishoino Shni Echol Olo. Zog Dera. Boi Rabbi Kim Lechi V'Nishal al Akoma Rishoino Mao. Mi Amrinen. Kevon de beidne de apika kome shnir mi pume lechail su lechail oi dil menehide ba ishaise lechail einu mishu da ba ishaise isse la kome kamaise de lo ishavke le basreise le meicha aval ki hitche la kamaise mishtakech basreise ravche vechail toshma do oma rove im nisho la rishen eshmi echol la olov lehilo perik veilu mutorim oma rove amaslisin de shvua shel oichal shvua shel oichal that the second one is not chal ואוכנמי כי מי של העקום הקמייסה שני יכול so we have to understand what is the suffix of the Gemara הרי the Gemara knows the הלוכה שחוכום עיקר הנדר למפרע this is not the חידוש and if this is the חידוש the Gemara had to say תושמע חוכום עיקר הסנדר למפרע we know שחוכום עיקר הסנדר למפרע and we have a mission in קידושי המקדש עשה אישו על מנה שאינו לאונדורים ונמצאו על לאונדורים אינו מקודש הולכו לחוכום והיתיר לו הולכו לחוכום והיתיר לו and the חוכום was matter the נדורים הרי זה מקודש שבשעס דקידושים שיהד נדורים שזה אינו מקודש הולכו לחוכם והיתיר לו הרי זה מקודש and the Gmosein Gmore says המקדש זה אישו על מנה שאין לו לאומומים ונמצא על לאומומים אינו מקודש הולכו לרויפה וריפו אינו מקודש כז בשעס דקידושים שיהד מומים אבל בנדורים אינו מקודש אבל הולכו לחוכם and the חוכם was matter בנדורים חוכם עיקר למפרע and she's מקודש same thing if someone eats the Gemara says and you go to the Chochom you don't get Malkus Chochom is oiker lemafre here the Gemara a person made a comment then he made a second comment now he's nishal on the first comment lechure why the second comment will not chal stoch oiker lemafre stoch oiker lemafre and the Gemara has a sofek and she has a toshma the Teretz is it's merumes in deran and beetzem it's written down in Rashi and Shavuos and Daf Chof Zayin that what was the suffix of Shavua we know that ain't Shavua Echola and Shavua aber nish Omar Rove im nish ala l'rishoino shni Echola Olof what is the Chidush im nish ala l'rishoino shni Echola Olof Zogt Rashi and Shavuos sal kedai toch amina we said at the beginning of Zman you write Chochom oiker lemafrea aber we said it's mikal v'la'aba lemafrea then it was mikal v'la'aba it's oiker lemafrea when he made a shvua and he made a second shvua the second shvua was moitzi dvorov levatolo was useless, was garnished you write that now you make a chaloi sakire and you want to be oiker the first shvua and mainly you want the second shvua to be chal you want the second shvua to be chal but the words already disappeared the first shvua already the second shvua disappeared the shas that you were mighty the shvua was mighty dvor of levatole and the shvua disappeared you can't make a tchias amesi similar we saw in samachzayin and mudalev beetzem was the yisoyin of the ran that if one person is mefer and the second one is mekim the first afore is bottle nishal ala akome the ran says the first afore can come back because it's a kolish we explain so the words of that afore disappear b'shas da akome so even the lady is nishal ala akome and beetzem chochom oikir lemafreya but the afore disappeared you can't make tchias amesim ter kiddushin is a meise The Maisa Kedushin is a full Maisa. It can land, it can catch, because there's Mumim, there's Nedarim. If you take it away, it's Mitle Tole Vekoi, and it's gone. So this was the suffix of Argimar. Lachurev, after he made the first Akoma, the second Akoma is Kemandalesa, it's Golish, it can catch. B'meile, Loshan Aran is Mamash word by word. The Be'idna De'apik Akoma Shnia Mipume, when he took it out of his mouth, Leichaile, then it was Golish. So b'meile it can be chal. Oidil mene. What is the oidil mene? He says clear. Came in the b'yishayse l'chayla u'mishun b'yishayse yisa l'akome kamayse. Aber it's dear. And the Gemara says toshma fun shvua. Ein shvua chola an shvua. Aber nishan al harishoino. Shniya chola ola. This is the tzushtal from the Gemara. And then mashma in the Rosh also. One has, but maybe it's different nuschoes. The lighter nusach. So as a salkadai, the loshon Rashi and Shavuos, beetzem and Shavuos also we see that Rove also had the same suffix. Nishal harishoyno shniya chol olav, shniya leicha olav. Omar Rove nishal harishoyno shniya chol olav. So beetzem it's exactly the same. Don't ask me how to bring a raya from something that is the same. It's two amiroim. It's Rabbe and Rove. Rabbe had a suffix legabe akome, and Rove was patient and legabe Shavuos shniya chol olav. Frag the Shalmei Nedarim. So maybe before the Shalmei Nedarim, si shmektzach, I can't say it's shver, but si shmektzach, it's mashma in the sugya that Akome is a chalois. If Akome is not a chalois, how you could say that the second Akome is mitle tole vekoi, ashkech ravcha, it will fall down. And the shvu, it makes sense. Shvu is a chalois. Either way, but I'm trying to fuck it from the people that say that it's gone. It's just if he wants the nether raises up. That he's not doing nothing. Just if he wants the nether, it's choizu to be nether al mole v'grusha yokum oleo. It's a tzad of Akome, a big tzad, that Akome is not a chalois. We are learning it's a chalois. Yesterday we said this is the reason you can't go to the chochom. The people that don't want to learn it's a chalois, they don't know. Poshut, Hashem gave you a keich to be meifer. If you take away your keiches, it goes back to the original size. Why you can't go to the chochom? They found the meiri. Adas baile inoderes. What do you mean with the father? Adas ovir inoderes. Adas ashayin in the gemara. This is what you'll have to say. Because they don't want to learn that it's a chalois. But in our sugi, again, maybe you could matchik. But I'm saying that the rias, especially if the gemara is medame to shvua, if it's not only that, I'll tell you. Some want to say terutzim. Why all the terutzim are not emes? Because the gemara is medame to shvua. And shvua is for sure chalois. So if you tell me that Akoma is not a chalois, how you could learn it out from shvua? Maybe shvua that is a chalois is mitle tole vekoi. Akoma that is not a chalois, yotze dvoro levatole, and it can't come back.
You just said
it earlier
said the key is dummy. Dummy is
the nether. So, chalois or not chalois? Doesn't help. Here the dummy doesn't help. Frag the Shalmei Nedarim, weiter it's not doime. Why? Ein shvua chala an shvua is because ein isur chala lisur. But the Gemara says that if ein isur chala lisur, aber lekovri ben reshoim gmurim it's chal. Moshe Ishesish becomes the nida. Shaila Moses, you write in Isur Chalal Isur, but the cover in Rishayim Gmurim, it's worse. Bahu bebnoi al Isha na'emu rosu b'yim ha-kipurim, even if it's not Chal in Isur Chalal Isur, but it's Epes. The cover in Rishayim Gmurim, it's Chal. So what is the Tzushta? In Shvua, it's not Dvorov Levatole. The second Shvua already has where to catch. You're right, it can't come in fully. But it comes in Epis. So when you take off the bottom one, the second one lands in. But by a comment that was Golish with his Akome, maybe it's bottom. Zog the Shalmei Nedarim is Merames. It's a riot to have the Miluim. We said last month that an Ein Shvua Chal an Shvua is not the Yesod of an Isur Chal al Isur. Ein Isur Chal al Isur is Bekol HaTerek Kulo. When a person says Shvua, I will not eat something, Shvua, I will not eat it, it's not only the Aloch of an Isur Chal al Isur, the Shvua of the Miluim is the Yesod Ein Shvua Chal an Shvua. A person can commit twice, and the second commitment is not Chal till the first one disappears. Ein Isur Chal al Isur Chazir becomes Masa Mechola. Masa Mechola becomes Chazir. Ein Isur Chal al Isur, the cover of Hashem Gmurim, yes. Here is Ein Shvua Chal an Shvua, it's Gomish. Mushba Vayman Ma'al Sinai, this is the reason Davches, the Rishonim asked, if it's not chal, the second shvua, so my nafkemina is ruzen nafshei. It's not really chal. So a riot, the shita is that shuvas of miluim was ba'archove that in shvua chal and shvua is mamish gor nisht. Remember that's the tzushta. So the gemara azevi nakome nakoma, the second nakome, azevi and shvua, even though the second one was gor nisht, but if you oiker the first one, it's chal. And we don't say Dvor of Yotzu Levatole. You could say Mikam Velahaba Lemafreya Netzchal. The same thing in Akome. But if you take a learn, like the Klal Yisrael learned before the Tshuvas of the Miluim, maybe in Rab Kibbe Egerim and all different Mekoyers, that it's Mamish from the Parshav and Isu Chalal Isu. So there's two Shtel of the Gemara, it's very Shvel. You're right, we said like that of the Miluim. Everyone learns like the Tshuvas of the Miluim. But it's a Chidush. So we have to know that in this Sugya, it's another Mehalach to learn the Sugya. And I think it's two Mehalachim. Shtayim Shem Achas. Achas Shem Shtayim. The Meforesh learns a loop shot in the Gemara. Boye Rabbe, Kim lechi, v'nishal ala akom harishoino mahu. What is the suffix of the Gemara? Zog the Meforesh, the suffix is, when he made a shayla on the first one, it will be a shayla also on the second one. He's nishal on the first one, so we made it to be a shayla on the second one. We made it to be muta on the name. It's only on one. So the Gemara toshma from Rav nishal harishoino shni echol olav, and we don't say the shayla is on both. Why the shayla won't be on both? So the Keren Ayro explains it. He asks it as a kasha. Says he doesn't understand. A person says, "Mamish charotah that I made a koma." Shakran, you know that the second of me had to be a koma. How you can tell me you have a charotah? Mamish charatne. Now it's not enough that I have a Pesach. Bekulo nischaratne behoin. Umevakish shem yator mimaalaschem. Nischaratne. Bekulo nischaratne. Nischaratne behoin. You have one now. So you can nischaratne behoin. So even if you say, yeah, but Lama Zorgan, it's a big shayla if you have to ask a Torah from the Chochom or not. Lama Zorgan, you come to the Chochom, and you say, Bekulon ischarat nemeroi. And you don't tell him, Mevakesh ani HaTorah mima'alaschem. The Chochom could be matir or not. And you see the Sugis in Arba Nedorim is a tzad that you could be matir even without. I was once with one of Gdele Yisrael, and he was matir even without Mevakesh HaTorah mima'alaschem. The person made a charote and a Pesach, and he was matir at miyad. The issue that made a neder, a shvur, to do terrible zachen, and it was no Pesach. For how everyone tried, it was mamish neget, a lot of, and they were trying, the kids, and he started to scream, and mamish mevayesh of the rabbi, started to cry, and he didn't stop. So, and he looked at me, so I understand. So I asked her, adai to the hochin adame, if you know that what happened? She said, for sure not. Mutalo, this one, I'm going to be was not to the neder. Every zach that they said, adai to the hochin, yeah, you knew your kids were that, adai to the hochin, you knew, because adai to the hochin. So you start in a vayesh. It's like mess in the Gemara. But without mevakesh haTorah mima'alaschem. But so could be if you have to say mevakesh haTorah mima'alaschem. So could be the Keren Ayro is not so shvel. She had a charote on both. He had a charote on both. But he didn't ask a Torah on both. Why he didn't ask a Torah on both is not a kasha. He didn't know the longest that if you mischarot on the first one, the second one is chal. He had a charote in Gantz. Because he didn't know that when he asks us for the first one, the male and the second one will fall in place. So he didn't think to mevakesh haTorah. But the Keren Ayro understands if a person says, I have a charote, and he's mevakesh haTorah, the male etzchal on both. Male etzchal on both. Till the Keren Ayro bleibt zorichiyun take. So why take? How's the commercial on his mission? Why take is not a Torah on the second one? Maybe they fight. In the Meiri, I found you a dovel niflo. The Meir learns like the Meforesh, and he says, "Komash malon takedat nat." You know why? Avada, he's mevakesh haTorah al ma'alaschem. He has charote on both. You know why? Shmuel, you know why? Zog the Razei. The reason it's not chal because Zog the Meir, you can't ask a Torah on the second one. Shadai lo ychal. You can't get a Torah on the second one because the second one was not chal. You're asking a good kasha. Abachochom oikir lemafreya. So after the first one is charote, lemafreya lemaisa it's here, so lemaisa he could. Lat lat. Again. The Meforesh learned, misvor et chal on both. Because lemafreya to be oikir, till we don't understand why ta cannot. The Meiri learns, kim lechi, v'nisha l'arishoino, shni echal avona. Avada he has charote on both. If he doesn't have charote on both, the Keren Ayro speaks out, it's not called a maise charote. Even so that he has charote on both, that Torah is only chal on the first one, not on the second one. Zog de Meiri, why? Sharei adayin lo yicholo ha'akomo. It's a modern zach. After he will ask Torah on the first one, Mizbar lemafreya that the second one was there. So we made it now he was mevakish Torah on the second one. So why it's not ben keichod lemafreya? After the Torah of the first one, years ago the second one was chal. Years ago the second one was chal, and he's mevakish Torah now on both. And the Meiri says no. The Meiri says no. So I think we have here what we had in the beginning of Zman, an argument with Reb Shimon, or Shver. If a person says to Isha, "Hare at mikudeshes amenashe eina leonedorim, venimtzu leonedorim eina mikudeshes, holcho lechochom vehitir lo, hare ze mikudeshes, lemafreya." I asked the Shaila, a person is mikadesh his wife, amenashe eina leonedorim. Kiddushin, she has nedorim? Okay, she says, "I'm sorry, I'm not married to you." So he tells, okay, but maybe tomorrow you'll go to the Chochom, so take a get. Just in case you go to a Chochom, I want you ready to be divorced. They say, B'shem Reb Shimon, that she's not divorced. Even at Chochom is oikel lemafreya that she's mekudeshes, but you can't divorce before lemaise. So mikan v'la'aba lemafreya she's mekudeshes. But even if mikan v'la'aba lemafreya she's mekudeshes, but you can make a chalois gerushin on that. You have to know if it fits with different gemaras. Dishal Rishon Shni Chol Olav Mistom, he gets Malkus. But we found a Meiri. Then we also found a Pesach Rishon and Rishonim Samach Zayin. Here we found a Meiri. The Meiri says, it's very interesting. If we might need the sugya, it's Gishmak for the Shalman Adorim. It's two ways how to learn the sugya. The Ran and the Rosh Rabbi Sein Rishonim that we learn the Dorim the Dalkom learn. The noise is if the second Akoma is Chal or not. Was it said that the second Akoma is not Chal? And the Kamash will learn that the second Akoma is Chal. And we asked, what was the Havamina? And if it's a Havamina, what is the Rai from Shmua? It has to be the same. Fayda Shaman Adorim, not Lefi, everyone is the same. Lefi the Meforesh in the Meiri, that is not a Shaila. For sure it's Chal and Mafreya. We can't believe in the Mafreya. That was not the nice of the Sugi of the second Akoma is Chal. The noise was, if my afore, if my shaila and the hekem breaks the second hekem or not, was a svore that it will be? Was a svore that it will be? And it's not. And the Mefarish doesn't explain why. It's just mashma that he was not mechaven. So the Kiran Eir is busy take, L'churi has to be mechaven on the second one. Mischarat nebehoin. If it's not, it's not mischarat nebehoin. So we clear here, klolim. Zog de mehi, ne ne mehi, levana mischarat nebehoin. It doesn't work because even if he says it clear, it doesn't work. He could nishal harishayin ha-shniya chol olov, but he can make two aforas. He has two shaylas. He will have to make another shayla on the second hekem. And I'm saying in the klolim, that's the machatak chazor from the beginning, if the klolim have become l'abel l'mafreya, it's interesting. I don't know why no one brings this Meiri. It's kimat loshen mefurish. If you read the Meiri, I know people argue, it's nishal ha-meiri. I think the Meiri says it close. V'yefshor lo yishoel al shteyem keechod shari b'shas ha'afor ha'rishoyno lo yicholo ha'shni o adayim v'yefshor lo yishoel al shteyem keechod sh'b'shas ha'afor ha'rishoyno ha'shni o lo yicholo. I'm asking, here's like something strange to do b'vasachas k'ari b'etzem only after the afor is chal, it's l'mafreya. It's like something here like not exactly right. When the first one is there, the second one is not there. When I'm nishal and the rishoyno, I'm still mafreya. I don't know. That is a seichel. I understand. You're right. That it doesn't make sense to be nishal and both together. Because when the first one is there, the second one is not there. But the ma'ase after this first one is not there, the mafreya, the second one is there. So the ma'ase when I did that for at Israel. He says, "V'yefshal and rishoyel al shneim keichon, sheri b'shais afor and rishoyel lechol ashniyot." I'm saying again, could be the Meforish also meant it. Keren Eir understood in the Meforish Kipshuto. That portion, he didn't have a Shaila on the second one. Mele, he's maimed the Shaila. Lama Zeh, the next topic of the Gemara. Boye Rabbe. Kim lechi u'mufor lechi. Kim lechi u'mufor lechi. Veloiteicho la'akome o Elohim ken cholo afor imau. The person said, "Kim lechi u'mufor lechi, veloiteichu lakomo." He made a tnai, Elohim kein cholo afor. Mao. So this gemore is the shveri gemore bepshat. This Gemara is a shveri Gemara bepshat. So let me mind, I want the pshat Gemara. A person says kim lechi umufor lechi. He does two chaloisim. Aber leseiku makomo elim kin cholo afor umal. So we'll start with Derech Haran. The Derech Haran here, the sugi here, the Kulam, the Derech Haran, this is the Derech HaPshuto. The Rosh has a whole andere mahalach, a very shver mahalach. The Ran learns, what is the suffix? A person comes to his wife and says, Kim lechi umufor lechi. But I'm making a tnai, I only want to come after afor. And the Gemara is toilet to the sugi of Tfois Loshen Rishon, or Tfois Af Loshen Achoy. What is the suffix of the Gemara? The Ran learns like this. Is a machleik is tfois loshen rishoin or tfois af loshen achoin. To know the klal. It's like four or five times in the Gemara this machleik is Rab Meir v'Rab Yosi. Sometimes it's written down in a way you can have a mistake. The klal is Rab Meir holds tfois loshen rishoin and Rab Yosi holds tfois af loshen achoin. Meaning, lefi Rab Meir he means the first one, lefi Rab Yosi he means both. Not he means besoif od dvor of Adam nitvas. There's different gemaras. But that's the klal. Af besoif dvor of Adam nitvas. He means both. The male. Zog the Ran like this. When a person will come to his wife and he will say these simple words, kim lechi umufor lechi. What has to happen? What has to happen? He says kim lechi umufor lechi. What will happen? Lefi Rab Meir, he means kim lechi. And after that, mufolachi. So the first thing that he wants is kimlechi. So there's no shaila. So a person says kimlechi or mufolachi, lefi Rab Meir, it's hakome. Lefi Rab Yosi, he means both. So it's kiilu, he said, kimlechi or mufolachi bevasachas. So what is the halacha? The Gemara says in Amud Beis, kol she'ene bezeachar ze afir bevasachas eine. Well, you can't do one after each other. We'll see. Bezal Hashem, the Reb Chaim. V'kol she'ini b'zeach alzeh afilu v'asach asel. So, b'meila, the Gemara doesn't have a suffix. It's clear. Lefi Rab Meir, if a person says kim lechi u'mufo lechi, the first one will be chal. Kilu, he was matni. He wants the first one, and only then the second one. And if he says, and if Rab Yosi, v'al af b'sofik d'gvor of Adam nitpas, so he wants both, and v'al he wants both. And both cannot be chal, so no one is chal. That is bichlal nishkan sofik. What is the sofik of the Gemara? He says kim lechi umufor lechi, but lo itochu lakomo Elohim kein cholo afor. So we start. If he would say kim lechi umufor lechi lefi Rab Meir, the first one lefi Rab Yosi, both said nothing. So he said kim lechi umufor lechi, but lo itochu lakomo Elohim kein cholo afor. I only want the akomo if the afor will be later. If we'll be afore. So the male of the akome cannot be chal, because if it's afore, it's no akome. So what happens? So even if you're up meir, the akome can be chal, because the akome can only be chal if it's afore. But mitzad sheini Rab Meir holds betchilas dvarov. So he wants first akome. So he wants first akome, but he only wants it if also will be afore. And while afore can be chal, so nothing is chal. As they learn the Ran. So again, if a person will say kim lechi, umufor lechi, lefi Rab Meir akome, lefi Rab Yosi, both say nothing. Vali said kim lechi umufor lechi, veloiteichol akome, Elohim ken cholo aforo, only if it will be aforo, so we have a stira. He only wants akome if it's aforo. If it's aforo, he can't have akome. But he wants akome to be first. So man, nothing is chal. And lefi Rab Yosi, so here he wants both. And he made a tnai klal that akome he wants only if it will be afore. So b'meile, afore is chal. This is the Gemara Aliba De'aran be'etzim. This is poshes the whole sugya be'etzim Aliba De'aran. Again, kim lechi umufo lechi lefi Rab Meir tfois loshen rishon lefi Rab Yosi bof. Kim lechi umufo lechi v'leiteichel akome elim ken cholo afore. So he made a tnai on the akome that it's chal only if the afore will be chal. So b'meile, it can be chal. And akome he wants first, and akome can't chal without the afore, so nothing is chal. The fear of Yosi, he meant both together, and then he makes a tnai, but akome is only if afore. So he said he wants both, and then akome he made a tnai that he wants akome only if afore. So mele afore is chal. This is the Gemara Aliba De'aran Be'emes. Now it's two halakim that I want to be oimed today. Two halakim. The first chalak The Ran is Matziah Eitzah. And then the Etzem Asugya. Again, the suffix of the Gemara was, if a prince says, Kim Lechi Umufo Lechi, so we say, Lefir HaMer Kiyum, Lefir HaBiyasi Bo. Kim Lechi Umufo Lechi, Veleitechel HaKome Elim Kincho LaHafor. He only wants a Kome for Bi Osa HaFor. And that can be, because if a Bi HaBor, I can be a Kome. But a Kome has to be first, so Lefir HaMer is Gornish, Lefir HaBiyasi, Vali means both. And he makes it nine there Kome, so only the HaFor is Chal. So like the Ran, I have an Eitzah, even Lefir HaMer. What he said? Kim lechi b'mufo lechi, but I only want a komef will be a afor. So, and I want a komef first. But I only want a komef will be a afor. No, it's no problem. You can make an hour a komef and an hour a afor. A komef for an hour and a afor for an hour. It's not a stira. You're right. A komef forever and a afor forever is a stira. But the Gemara says in Afayin, you could make a komef for 1 hour and a afor for the other hour, and then it works. So if you can make a Hakomeh for 1 hour and a Forah for 1 hour, so you don't have a Stira Bichlal. So why the Gemara says, Kim Lechi Umufo Lechi? V'liseichel Hakomeh Elim Kenchol HaFora. So the Hakomeh can be Chal, why? Because it only can be Chal if it's a Forah. And if it's a Forah, it's no Hakomeh. It could be a Forah for an hour and a Hakomeh for an hour. A Hakomeh for an hour and a Forah for an hour. Zog the Ran, you're right, but the person didn't say for an hour. I want to read the Ran inside. Lamas in the first Ran. Boy Rabbi. Kim lechi umufo lechi veleitechel hakom mehelem kenchol ha'afor emau. Chazine ba'achboyer b'mayde pashtinen bo lekamo izal mile deloi nehire. Umifshumohi mefarshinen bo mayde ischazeli. Lerab pshit alei de'akom eloi chayle. Why? The mimon efshach. Hi afor echayle, akom eloi chayle. The Nehid Lekamon Mesap Kelon Kim Lechisho Mufo Lechisho Ichaile Tarvayu Aloi Shiny Osom Shinosan Kitzve Lakome Vafore Avaloche Shelo Nosan Kitzve Pshite the Afore Chaile Hakome Lechaile Avaloche Shelo Nosan Kitzve Pshite the Afore Chaile Hakome Lechaile Vikirikasivne. לאו דתך לאפור בשר הקום מהחבר משום דייב של ליקו יש לי שם מסכחות ומיר הגבר באפור הקום בדתך דאמר דתך דלוי בוי דתך לקום אלא מכן חול האפור ודאי זה שיכולו כלאחס מי הוא משום דאק פתפי דתך לאפור מהקום מהאב נשים חלוי סע הקום מהעקב חלוי סע אפור נגלי די דלוי תך לקום אבל אף על גב וחלוי סע אפור מהעקב חלוי סע הקום אלא יבני דתך לאפור הלכר אפור לחי הקום אלא חי סדרן explain the suffix. So again, the suffix of the Gemara is very clear lefi deran. Kim lechi v'mufo lechi, normally zog deran, it's kiyum. Alib de Rab Meir, alib de Rab Yosi bo. Here he made a tnai, so mainly he wants that koma only v'zafor and it can't be, so lefi Rab Meir it becomes like both. Mainly, nothing is chal. Lefi Rab Meir, Yosi, val he says both, and he made a tnai that he doesn't want that koma without the afor, so afor is chal. And the Ran had a kasha, what is the problem? Make a forer for an hour and a kommer for an hour. So this is a gemara later. But here the guy didn't say limit. So if a forer is chal, it's forever. And a kommer is chal, it's forever. So it's a stealer. Frag the welt. This Ran is a very mechudosh dike Ran. The Ran came with the Eitzah out of the sugya. Then we'll go back to the sugya, the cheshmen of Tfois Loshen Rish and Tfois Loshen Achra. Zog the Ran, what is the problem? A kommer and a forer is a stealer, Moish? It's a stealer? It's not a stira. Make an hour a come, an hour a four. What the Ran means? An hour a come, an hour a four? Or an hour a four, an hour a come? How you learn Pshat in the Ran? I'm going to think before you answer. Rabbi, how you limshad in the run? An hour a comma, an hour a four? Or an hour a four, an hour a comma? What? Can it? The svara you would say a comma and then a four, because this is what the guy said. That he says, kuim lechimuf o lechi. But the tnai is, litech la comma, elim kin chola a four. It means later. So if it's an hour a comma, an hour a four, I'm not asking a question. I have a diuk in the Lashon Aran that he means also hour a four a half, a hour a comma. If you read the first line in Amud Beis. If you read the first line in Amud Beis. First you read what it says, then you think. What happens if Yaakov? I said, look in Amud Beis. Look good in Amud Beis. See the diuk? No, see the diuk. Pshite! The afor echayle akom eloi chayle. Because loy nosan kitzve. State klor, if would be a kitzva, could be afor and then akom. It's not my diuk. It's a keren oiras diuk. In the end of the 11, in the beginning of the 11 perek. And the last keren oiras nara morosa. As I state. Aval och, eshe loy nosan kitzve. Pshite. The afor echayle akom eloi chayle.
I don't.
Actually, stop it. Again, mistabe that our sugi, the guy wanted first a comment, then a fore. Just he made it now. Letechol a comment. I said letechol a comment. Kol a chol a fore means only if later will be the fore. Pashas he said letechol a comment. Only if will be chal a fore. Frek the kerenoi rovetei chadvorim. Doesn't make sense. An hour a comment, an hour a fore makes sense. For hours very stark. Then it stops to be stark and you may for it. But if it's an hour after it, the nether disappears, what do you do the next hour? Someone kills someone for an hour. You could kill someone for an hour. He's killed. He's dead. Ki'ilu shtei do in the ran chidushim she'en keduk moslam. Hafor is not matter the nether. So there's a cover on the nether. So there's a cover. Acherim echilim loy. Mitacherim, allowed to be over on the nether. What you could do, the Rambam the Gemara. Kim lechisho, mufo lechisho. The Rambam the Gemara. The Terez is, this Gemara is nowhere in the Dorim, only in the Ran. Mishtaz the Gemara. The Gemara changed one letter. Kim lechisho, mufo lechi, leachar sho. The Ran missed out the word, leachar. Maybe he had a different gilsa. So, the Ran brings down the Gemara. Kim lechisho, mufo lechisho. Aber lemaisa, we never had such a Gemara. Okay, so we have a Ran. That's what I'm saying. The Mokker is here, not a Fayin. And the Gemara will never get to such a Gemara. Kim lechisho, mufo lechisho. Nishto has that Gemara. Because if it's mufo lechisho, it's mufo. Sorry, if it's mufo, it's mufo. And the Ran, he bought the Gemara differently. He bought a Gemara that mufo lechisho. Shteido in the Ran that is a musig of mufo lechisho. And if that is the pshat, so the diuk in the Ran will be such a diuk. And I'm saying, the Shaila is the Kerenoiro. Here he doesn't speak about it, but as the first Kerenoiro in Elu Nedorim, he has a tzad when you learn Elu Nedorim that a Torah's Nedorim is not matter the Nedor. It's only a cover. A Rebbeinu Lebeinu, if you learn 11 Perik, it's mashma that when she gets divorced, the Nedorim come back. It's only mutar in the meantime. Very shveri gemoras there. So he has a tzad that a Torah is bichlal not like a Torah's Nedorim. So the husband could let you to go do. For hour he lets you, then he doesn't let you. But if it's a matter on the nether, zulei shaman. I'm saying, midas over the sach bepshat. What is the kavona here in the Ran? Bepshat advorim. So it's a cheshbon of the sugya could have been kim shon then mufa. I'm saying first the diuk in the mudbeis is mashma kimat klor kimat. Kimat diuk lehedia that it means also in the case of be a forel kitzvo then will be chal leakome and also the meisa the gemara that he bought is not about mehot nishken azay gemara no mehot nishtake azay gemara but we have to know if sidah azay is soid in the ran could be a lot of shinuim and the whole maaroch we'll see miyad achrei ze kol she'ene bezeach azay afilu vasach azay we'll start the next sugya with Reb Chaim we'll see maybe Reb Chaim b'terech hadvorim was meramez to it. I'm saying the glad guy we have to learn like we learned till now. I think the last one in Ayram Urosa, maybe one before, and the beginning of Eilun Adorim, he says, Misvore the loyale al Adas to say such a tzad. But again, he has different Gemoras that he doesn't, that are shver. This is one chelik of the Gemore. Now, Now, the second chelik of the Sugya here is a very shver Gemore Bepshat. And I want maybe to be mazur baalpe. So our suffix was be'etzem if tfois loshen rishon or tfois loshen achron. So in a normal case, we don't have a suffix. Kim lechi u'mufo lechi, tfois lashon rishon, he means the first one. Tfois af lashon achron means he means both. By us, Vali made a Tanai, so it becomes difficult. So maybe even if he had made it's not hard because he made a Tanai. But the Gufa should vary. Kim lechi v'mufa lechi. This is the Sugya Sagimore. If Tfais Lashon Rishon it's a Kome, if Tfais Lashon Achron it's both. And the Gemara brings down the Machlekes Rav Meir v'Rav Yude, if Tfais Lashon Rishon it's Tfais Lashon Achron, Af Lashon Achron. And what is the Machlekes? Toshma miplut bede Rav Meir v'Rav Yaisi. That man, Zui Tmura Soil, Arei Zu Tmura Soil o Tmura Shlomim. So Rav Meir wrote, Arei Zu Tmura Soil o, the first one. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, if you want to be and mitchilo, then Ran explained, Hoil, we have to look at the same as Kerech, or Dvorav Kayomim, he meant both. That's the right. So if you have made a choice, Lashon Rishon, so Kim Lechi or Mufa Lechi, he means Kim Lechi. But the Tnai is nothing. And if you have Yossi, he means both. And then the Gemara will say, because here's the Tnai, Rav Meir is Moide. But what is the Sugya? The Sugya is, Rav Meir v'Rav Yude, v'Rav Yossi. If you have made a choice, Lashon Rishon, if Rav Yossi, Af Lashon Achin, he means both. Frank Rav Kiveger at Zorich Iron God. The Ran, I want again, the Tamtz is the Ran, if we have time we'll see him inside. But I want that we have a twist. The Ran explains why Rav Meir holds Tfois Lashon Rishon. Because he says, Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Dahai. Zog the Ran Azay. What if a person comes and says, I want this to be Tmuras Oilo Veshlomim? So what happens? Man, Tmuras Oilo Veshlomim, what happens? If I take this Gemara and I go over to three people, I want this to be to you and to you and to you. Okay, who gets it? All the three. So the person says, I want this to be Tmuras Oilo Veshlomim. It's Oilo Veshlomim. Why Rav Meir holds Tfois Lashon Rishon? Because he said, Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim. I want this belong to you. I want it to be belong to you. I want it to belong to you. So in that case, Rav Meir will hold belongs to the first person. Rav Yaisi will hold to it. So again, if I go over to two people, and I say I want this to be belong to you, to both of you. I want it belongs to both of you. I want it to be belong to you and you, both of you. It helps. If I say I want it to be belong to you, I want it to belong to you. So Rav Meir, why you say twice more? As a raya, he wants first the first one and then the second one. No, and what? You can have one. You sell it. It's more anyway, don't make it. You sell it. 50% of the money will go to Oila. 50% of the money will go to Shlomim. What? No. You sell it. You sell the money, and it goes 50% to Tmura, 50%. So if you are saying, Klo, you want it to be to Oila and Shlomim, will be 50%. So why here Rav Meir holds Tfois Lashon Rishon? Because he said Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlom. No, Rav Meir says so good, Zog Daran. What's with Rav Yossi? Says the guy didn't know that if he doesn't say the word Tmura every time, it will work. So in Mele he said it. He thought for Tmura you have to say words, I raise the Tmura. No, it's Gemara Amoritz, he didn't know. No, said the Gemara. Frek Daran, so what is the right from Rav Meir to our sugya? There he holds Tfois Lashon Rishon, because he said Tmuras Oilo, Tmuras Shlomim. By us, he didn't say the word Tmura twice. So if he didn't say the word Tmura twice, so b'meile Rav Meir holds like Rav Yossi, that it's both. This is the Ran's kash in the end of the sugya. Again, so we have Machlekes Rav Meir and Rav Yossi, Tfois Lashon Rishon and Lashon Achron. Rav Meir holds Lashon Rishon, it's Kim Lechi, Mufa Lechi, it's Kim Lechi. Oilo v'Shlomim, Oilo. Rabbi Yossi holds Lashon Achron, it's both, and by us also it's both, and Kol She'einoi, so no one is Chal. Zog the Ran, why Rabbi Meir holds the Gemara in Tmura? Why Rabbi Meir holds? Because he said Tmura twice, and why Rabbi Yossi doesn't like it? Because he said the guy has a mistake, he thinks. Frank the Ran, so what do you want from our Sugya? My our Sugya has no extra words? Now, before the Teretz of the Gemara, so I signed the Brikas of Rome, he asked the Kasha, why is no extra words in our Gemara? Why is no extra words in our Gemara? And our Gemara is also extra words. Kim lechi, mufor lechi. The word lechi is extra. Kim lechi, mufor lechi. If he doesn't want to do it separately, he will say kim mufor lechi. Why the Ran says that by us is no extra words? The Ran is asking, by us is no extra words. Why is no extra words? Kim lechi, Mufolichi. Why is no extra words by us? So some say lechi is not such an extra word. Mu is a faster word. Very good. But the real answer is how you want the person to say kim lechi or mufolichi. This for sure doesn't work. This for sure doesn't work. This for sure doesn't work. Why? Why it for sure doesn't work? Because Tmula we're asking is an extra word. The guy said Tmula. If he wants Oyla v'shlomim, why he has to say Tmula twice? Say Oyla v'shlomim. Why you have to say Tmula Oyla Tmula shlomim? An extra word. By us, we're saying it's no extra words. Why is no extra words? The Chula also has extra words. It says Kim Lechi, Mufol Lechi, is an extra Lechi. The answer is by us, what he's doing? He's doing our Kome and he's doing our Fole. How you do our Kome? Kim Lechi. How you do our Fole? Lechi. He's not tying on the guy that he didn't tie the two Chaloisim with one word. He's talking like a mensch. Kim lechi mufa lechi. There, when he's making tmuras oyla tmuras shlomim, be'etzem, he had to say tmuras oyla v'shlomim. It's one pe'ula of tmura. He didn't have to say it twice. But mainly, here is no extra word, and there is an extra word. Because we're looking back to the Ran's kasha. So the Ran is asking a kasha. We have a sugya, kim lechi mufa lechi. Right. But Meir says, kim lechi is chal. Rabbi Yossi holds both are chal. Why? As Avi Tmura, Rabbi Meir holds the first one is chal, and Rabbi Yossi holds both are chal. Frank the Ran, but there Rabbi Meir has a reason, because it's an extra word. Here is no extra word. And what Rabbi Yossi holds in the extra word? A mistake. The guy thought that if you will not say it, it will not work. But Frank the Ran, so how the Gemara can be medavet our sugya? Here is no extra word. And for the Ran, the last three lines, and the last two lines, and the big Ran. Zog deran, lav milsi. It's not a taina. It's not a taina. There you need an extra word. Why? Because if there's no extra word and a guy gets up and he says tmuras oyla v'shlomim, what will happen? If there's no extra word and he will say tmuras oyla v'shlomim, what will happen? For sure he means both. So without the extra word, it's no tzad that he doesn't mean both together. Because Be'etzem, he could do both together. If he would say Tmuras Oyla V'Shlomim, he could do both together. Savali could do both together. Deal without the extra word, for sure he will mean both together. By us, they can't work together. Oder HaKome, Oder HaFore. So Misvore, we know that he doesn't mean both. So B'meila, we don't need an extra word. I want to be the Lashon Hara. Lav Milsi. The Bishnei also came on the Epshor Tmuras Oyla V'Shlomim Lochul Keachas Kol Eicha Deleke Lishno Yeseire Amrino Delevas Achas Niskaven Aval Hocha Shei Epshor Leakome V'Afore Lochul Keachot Afilu Belav Lishno Yeseire Amrino Deleze Achar Ze Niskaven. This is the Ra. It's not Lomi Maimi the Dvorim. We come to Rav Kiveigas Kasha. We have a Shaila Kim Lachi V'Mufo Lachi, what the guy means. Lefi Rav Meir he means the first one. Lefi Rav Yossi he means both. Why? Rav Meir holds Tzvois Loshen Rishon. Rav Yossi holds Af Loshen Achron. Where we found the Machlekes in Tmura. Rav Meir holds Oyla V'Shlom. Tmura Seder Tmura Shlomim. It's only Oyla. Rav Yossi holds that it's both. Frank the Ran, you know why Rav Yossi holds there that it's both? Because the extra word. And what Rav Yossi does with the extra word? He holds it's not extra. But by us, Misvore, they're not together. So Val Mitzvah they're not together. So B'meila we hold Tvois Loshen Rishon. This is the source of the Shmais. Frank Rav Kiveigah, no. So where is the Raya that Rav Yossi is Cholek? Again, Rav Meir holds Tmuras Oyla Tmuras Shlomim. What happens? Tmuras Oyla Tmuras Shlomim is Oyla. Why Rav Meir holds that it's Oyla? It's an extra word. What Rav Yossi answers him? That is no extra word. Why is no extra word? The guy had a mistake. Frank the Ran, but here's no extra word. You don't need an extra word. No, when you don't need an extra word, so it's Gilu, you have an extra word. No, so Rabbi Yossi is also made it at Tvois Loshen Rishon. הרי יסן יסן, רב מאיר הולץ פויסנר שן רישן, כזה יסן תמורס אוי לתמורס שלומים. רב יויסי הולץ, no, he thought that he has to say. אבל לא יצוי רב יויסי will have a ראיה, he's masking the תפויסנר שן רישן. פרק דרן ביוס is no ראיה, he says, yeah, we don't need a ראיה. מסבורה, he means תפויסנר שן רישן. So we have מחלקס רב מאיר ורב יויסי, if תפויסנר שן רישן, תפויסנר שן אחרי. I'll make up the biggest cash is simple. Rav Meir holds first lashon rishon, Rav Yosi holds first lashon achre. Why? Because Rav Meir holds tmuras oilo, tmuras shlomim becomes oilo, and Rav Yosi holds becomes both. When you learn the Gemara there, the Gemara says why Rav Meir holds becomes oilo because he said tmura twice. Why Rav Yosi doesn't hold like that? Because he had a mistake. He thought that he has to say tmura twice. No, so where is see from Rabbi Yosi that he doesn't hold Tfois Lashon Rishon? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Meir holds Tfois Lashon Rishon because he said Tmura twice. Rabbi Yosi holds, we don't say Tfois Lashon Rishon, why? I said Tmura twice. No, he had a mistake. No, so where you see in Rabbi Yosi that Rabbi Yosi holds that we don't say Tfois Lashon Rishon and we hold Af Tfois Lashon Achoy? There's no mocker for it. אז אי פרק תם כי בהגר וצורך עיון גודל וצורך עיון גודל אם מיד התחיל הסלו של הרן ורן צד את כלו לנך לכו אלו ברים אל תמורסו אל תמורה שלומים רב מאיר סובר מדהב אל למים אל תמורסו אל ושלומים ואומר תמורסו אל תמורה שלומים הב לקרים אל תוך הזו ואחר כך תוך הזו ורבי יסי סובר דאפשר דמי דקרום אל תמורסו אל תמורה שלומים תוי וסובר אליו אמין את תמורה כל חד וחד לחי לתרומת הרוויו הלכך בית כמו ישראל. So where's the machlekes? Rab Meir holds tfois lashon rishon. Rab Yosi holds both. So the Ran, it's not true. There is a raya. So yeah, there you need a raya. Here you don't need a raya. And Rab Meir holds there you have a raya because he said the word tmura twice. And by us there's no raya. By us on the Ran you don't need a raya. And Rab Yosi holds there's no raya. Adam toy, he had a mistake. He thought that he has to say it twice. So where we have the machlekes? Where we found in Rab Meir that tfois lashon rishon? And in Rabbi Yosi, that tfois lashon achre. Where is the market? The fact that I'm giving Eger, v'tzorich yon gadol. Are you telling me now, b'kim lechim ufo lechi, lefi Rav Meir, tfois lashon rishon. Lefi Rabbi Yosi, both. Where is Rav Meir? Tmura asoy v'tmura shlomim. There is a raya, here you don't need a raya. No, Rabbi Yosi holds, there is also no raya. Because Adam toy. So Frank Giveger, so we don't have a mocker to miyas the church of Machlekes as Rab Meir holds tfois lashon rishon and Rab Yosi holds tfois lashon achre. There is no Machlekes. The whole Machlekes is when a person said, so I want the Mesad of Rab Giveger, if we want to answer it, we have the Mesad of Rab Giveger's kasha and one kasha. To take it out from the Ran. Rab Giveger is asking it b'teich Ran. The Gemara says, as Machlekes, Rab Meir and Rab Yosi, if tfois lashon rishon and lashon achre. Where is the Machlekes? Tmuras oilo, tmuras shlomim. Rab Meir holds oilo, Rab Yosi holds both. So Rab Meir holds lashon rishon, Rab Yosi holds both. You open the Gemara there, the Ran brings it down. The reason Rab Meir holds tfois lashon rishon is because the extra word tmura. And why Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold like that? Adam toy, so it's no extra word. No, so where is the machlekes that tfois lashon rishon lashon achre? Even Rabbi Kibbehege is not asking it so close. But this is the kasha. You're telling me Rabbi Meir holds tfois lashon rishon because tmura soilo. Rabbi Yosi holds tfois lashon achre because it's both. The Ran says, why Rabbi Meir holds this tmura? Why he said twice? Oh. And what Rabbi Yosi tainas? The guy had a mistake. He thought that if he doesn't say twice, it doesn't work. So it's no raya. Ah, so man, it's no raya. But where you have a machlekes as Rav Meir holds tfois lashon rishon, this is the reason it's oilo, and Rav Yosi holds that it's both. And don't tell me that the Gemara dir is lav dafke. The Ran in the end asks the kasha. Ah, the ganze Rav Meir is giboyt al a raya. Bayos is no raya. So yeah, Bayos we could do it misvore. Bsenu, so what do you want from Rabbi Yosi? Be'etzim dekasha is gleichem. Kvegi just brings it. Normally you'd say maybe that Gemara is lav dafke. But the Ran finishes the sugya and he says that Gemara is dafke. The only reason Rabbi Meir holds for his lashon rishon because the extra word tmura. And Rabbi Yosi doesn't have the extra word. So what do you want from our sugya? So the Ran by us misvore, it's equal to the raya of tmura. Bsenu, so what is the machlekes? What is the sheiches machlekes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Kvegi bleibt zorich iun God. And bepshat, there's a lot of avoided bepshat to understand. So Reb Nochem said that the pshat is as a avade, and the whole shah state Reb Meir holds tvois loshon rishon, Reb Yosi holds both. Reb Kiviger copied the Ran and he changed one word. He forgot one word, and this changes the whole kasha. Avade Reb Meir holds oila because it's first. Reb Yosi holds both. When you see the Gemara doesn't say that. She says the reason Rav Meir holds it's Oilo, because he said twice to Mura. For the Gemara, what did Rav Yosi? He said it twice, and the guy had a mistake. So did Rav Nochem say. No, Rav Yosi answered Rav Meir very good, but the guy had a mistake. So it's no Raya. So what is the answer? Rav Meir holds it's a Raya, Rav Yosi holds it's not a Raya. Decide. Again, why Rav Meir holds it's Mura? Because he said twice. No, Rabbi Yosi said twice, and the guy had a mistake. But Rabbi Meir holds, he doesn't have a mistake. So Rabbi Yosi holds, he has a mistake. And he holds, he doesn't have a mistake. What is the machlekes? Zog Rav Nochem Azeh. Avade, the guy said it twice. So it's proof that he wants one after each other. But maybe he had a mistake. So, is a raya with an answer? So Rambam calls it like this: is a drore? Efshar, he means one after each other. Not sure. Rav Meir holds b'derech klal we say tfois lashon rishon. So if there's a way to say that he means the first one, we assume that he meant the first one. Rav Yosi holds b'derech klal we don't assume tfois lashon rishon. Better for us to say that he had a mistake. So the machlekes is Rav Meir holds tfois lashon rishon. So we say he meant extra words to say tfois lashon rishon. Rabbi Yosi holds bederech klal he means both. So answer what he said tmura because mistame he had a mistake. And our sugi has no extra words. But mitzad sheini, they can't be chal together. Mur mistame that he doesn't want it to be together, but there's no extra words. So Rabbi Meir holds mistame he means one after each other. Rabbi Yosi holds mistame he means together. Mistami means together. So the Yisoida Machlekes is the outside Machlekes. Rav Meir holds Misvore, it's leichter to say Tfois Lashon Rishon. And Rav Yosi holds Misvore, it's leichter to say Tfois Af Lashon Achoy. Two Zachen I want to ask. Three Zachen. So we did a sugi of the Ran. It's a shver sugi b'pshat. The Rosh has a pshat. The one b'ez Hashem that the Olam will finish the sugi themselves. That v'yom sheni we could start already the next topic of the Gemara. Kim lechi u'mufo lechi u'vasachas with the whole Reb Chaim that we could go in. It's a shver shtark sugi. But I bet that the Olam will finish it. But I want to ask another zach. This Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the week. The Sforim state that a person could fix in this Shabbos what he did all the Shabbos from the whole year. Davus, the Gedolei Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim, this Shabbos would sit already 2 hours before Kabbalah Shabbos and he would sit and learn. Shabbos Be'etzem is the Mekoyer HaBroche, the Talmid Torah from the whole year. No, we're holding Be'etzem, we're starting. 4 days with Slichas is 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. This is the Ikar Alochim in Ashkenaz, the Bikur from Arba Yomim. This Shabbos is the Shabbos before Slichas. We're starting Be'etzem Choshev Etkufa, the Achonet of Rosh Hashanah. This year is the short Achonet, Ki Ikar Alochim, a Bikur of a Korban. The person is makir himself to the Ribbon Hashem of Rosh Hashanah. We'll explain it Be'ez Hashem. So first time, it's a Teiva for a person. It's a table for a person to be mischazik, to make the achones, to make the plans, that this Shabbos is called Kulei Kodesh LaHashem. Shabbos is called Kulei Kodesh LaHashem. I asked my son, he's a 13-year-old kid. He didn't want to go to sleep Shabbos afternoon. I told him, you know, you're tired, his eyes are closing, he's going to learn. He said, no, I didn't become a masmid. He told me, don't worry, I didn't become a masmid. That's what happened. He said, the Rebbe made such letzonis of people that sleep Shabbos, I can't sleep. I'm embarrassed to go to sleep. The Rebbe explained to this person, Shabbos Kodesh sleeps, I can't go to sleep. I want to go to sleep. I'm embarrassed for myself. The famous Maise, like someone, the Chivina Rav, a kid knocked on his door, Erev Shabbos afternoon. So he's knocking. So the Chivina Rav got up, his pajamas, and went to the door. He asked the kid, what happened? Oh, sure, it's a shayla and a chant or something. He said, there's an unkelus here, I don't understand pshat. So he said, so why you came to me? He said, my mother told me to go to the Chivina Rav. He said, for this you woke up the Chivina Rav? So the kid told the Shabina Rav, what, the Shabina Rav sleeps Shabbos afternoon? So the Shabina Rav never went into bed after it. He said, if a Yerushalmi kid could think that Shabina Rav never sleeps Shabbos afternoon, I said, the last Shabbos of the year, the last Friday of the year, if a person would be Mechazik himself, and hop around, if a person would be Mechazik himself, if a person, the person is mechazek himself the last Shabbos of the week, year, the ganze starkeit to ashpoa first for the next 4 days of slichas, and it's a tikkun for the ganze yom. So ichbeta ke eitze, I think we learn that in three blat of naira murasa. That's some aliyah sayyidis. Now we have a couple of gishmakas, sugis, vasachas, kim lechilesho, mufo lechilesho, geirushin ke akoma. If a person can take on himself to keep alles dorim stark and to make a chazore from the beginning till samachtes amud beis, and mamish, to know it, there's enough hours tonight, Friday, Lel Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon, Motzi Shabbos, Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. So a person takes on himself chazer mit der ganze Starkheit, mit der ganze Koyach. Adarab, someone will do all the stories stark and will have a fest of hell, will be a fest of Matan Schor Bezida. What does that mean? Alles Dorim full. Full means no overflow, not your love would forget. And I'm telling you, Matan Schor, that you can't imagine what kind of Matan Schor Bezida. But again, he has to know Gmore, Ran, Rosh, everything. He doesn't have to know Alech Heshboines. If you could Megarash Lemafreya, that Reb Shimon could be, he's not Mechuyev to know the Raya from the Meiri. But as long as Hashem, Moshe will start right there.